What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, nice to have you along. It's the club hour where we traditionally, the Monday after the Super Bowl, go through the ads, the commercials.
As two white guys, shouldn't we complain about everything? I mean, let's go.
We can.
Let's start our bitch fest.
I'm trying to think if I have any complaints. I don't really have any complaints. I would say that the ads were...
Yeah, they were fine.
Yeah.
I say the same thing every year. They're never as great as people say they used to be, and I never think they're terrible. There's a handful of ones that are clever that always make me chuckle. There's usually one or two that I'm like, oh, that's really good. And the rest of it just kind of... falls by
the
wayside.
I thought the Catherine O'Hara, William Defoe...
Yeah, the Michelob Ultra ones.
Ultra Hustle one was great.
Yeah,
pickleballs. Where they're hustling people for their Michelob Ultras.
Yes.
In pickleball. That was great. That was great partly because of who they cast for it. Like, I'm sorry, Catherine O'Hara, absolutely perfect for that.
Yeah.
And so is William Defoe.
Yeah. And
Willem Defoe.
It's William, right?
No.
Willem.
His name's Willem.
Oh, Willem, yeah. Yeah, by the way, great shape.
Yeah.
You know, he was showing out the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
I thought the, I don't know how people felt about this one, but I thought the David Beckham thing, because, you know, they teased that, the Stella Artois bit where they teased that way ahead of the Super Bowl.
A lot of people are doing that now where they tease the commercials.
Yeah, where his parents sat him down in a pub and said, hey, David, we've never told you this, but you have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and finds him. And it was freaking Matt Damon.
Now that came in, so you know they do a.
It was a good bit.
Yeah, the advertisers do the ranking on watched and the positive.
I have it right here, the ad meter.
Yeah, Stella came in at number 4.
Did it?
Yeah, the Dave and Dave commercial that came in at 4.
I looked at. I was just looking at the top 3.
3 was Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
The Ultra Hustle. 2 was the little farmer for Lay's, the little girl growing the potato.
Yeah,
you like that, and I. Can I say I think beer commercials do it better than anyone else, and I really enjoyed both of the big beer commercials. I guess Stella was one too, but the Budweiser First Delivery, the Clydesdale, that was the best ranked.
Yeah, it was
commercial.
Ranked number 1.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You didn't like that one?
I liked it mainly because of the song. I think that song is kick ass.
Yeah.
And I had to go put that on my Spotify after I heard it.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard that song in years. I'm like, oh, yeah, Let Your Love Let Your Love Flow or Let Your Love Go or something.
Let Your Love Flow.
And who is that? It's the
Doobie Brothers, I think, right?
No, it's not the Doobies. It's the, what's their name? Anyway, it was the
Bellamy Brothers.
The Bellamy Brothers, yeah. It was the one where the horse couldn't go out to deliver the beer. He was too young.
And then a keg gets left behind, and so it delivers it itself. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, hey, delivering since 18, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's cute. Look, Budweiser always does a good job.
And then my favorite one that came in at number 7 on the ad meter, but it was my favorite, is Bud Light's back. The big man on the cul-de-sac was the best one with Post Malone and Shane Gillis. And then Peyton Manning in the jorts. That was great. I very much enjoyed the big man on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they're having a lame party.
Yeah. And Post Malone and Shane Gillis are there in their dad outfits. And the neighbor's having a lame party, and so they invite him over, and they get a great block party going.
What was it? Something about, is your lawnmower a
Yeah, he goes, your
cooler?
Lawnmower's a smoker? And he goes, no, my smoker cuts grass.
Yeah,
I pretty much spent my entire money on it. And then there's this giant cooler, and Peyton Manning shows up and asks Shane Gillis, that's a lot of Bud Lights. How many does that hold? And he looks at him and goes, as many as you need.
Yeah, that was good.
That was my favorite. I also really liked the Uber Eats Century of Cravings, where McConaughey was doing he was Ditka and all the different, it's a conspiracy theory to sell food. McConaughey as Ditka was, that put it over the top.
Did you like Flag 50? I see that's number 6.
No, I thought
here.
That one was dumb.
I kind of liked it.
Did you?
Well, he walks up and goes, I'm Brad. She goes, yeah, I can read. I thought that was pretty good.
The only thing about that one is,
because Brad was on his shirt.
Yeah, just no man would ever be proud of or think that playing flag football is tough. Like,
I know, but that's not the point.
I know, it's just, the whole ad was like, they want to make flag football a varsity sport for women, which is great.
The NFL does.
Yeah, the NFL does. But the whole premise of men being upset that women are playing flag football, no man wants to play flag football. That might be the least manly activity known to man.
How about an appearance from plasticky Meg Ryan?
Yeah, that was weird.
For the Hellman's ad.
Yeah, that was weird.
And can I give you a little something that I didn't anticipate, but I jotted it down because I hadn't heard the song in freaking years, maybe 20 years. Mm-hmm. But Mama Said Knock You Out in the cancer ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
LL Cool J appreciation moment.
Yeah. And it was a cool ad, but people are pissed because it was Pfizer.
Yeah, I know.
And Pfizer doesn't have a great reputation.
I understand. But
cool.
I was more like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Mama Said Knock You Out. And then I'm starting to like groove to the song.
Oh yeah, dude.
And then I went down a rabbit hole of LL Cool J music.
Yeah, oh yeah. LA's the man.
Well, I don't know about that.
Dude, back in the day, LL Cool J was...
Well, back in the day he was.
Not anymore. Now he's a weird, puffy actor.
But. Is that his best song?
Oh, that's a bold
it's
statement.
It's the best intro to a song. Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
It's so good when it starts.
That video, like, eighth grade me thought that video, and if you don't know, he was in a boxing ring with, like, a hoodie on, and it was black and white. Eighth grade me thought that was the coolest freaking music video of all time. And LL Cool J is underappreciated.
I just had forgotten about him and that. And it's like, wow, how about that?
He went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple years ago. And it was him and like Eminem did some stuff. It was pretty good. But because you got like old LL Cool J, like Rock the Bells. And then you had like, later on, you had him like being like he was singing like love songs, like, you know, like Hey Lover and stuff. So there's like two LLs. I tend to like the earlier LL a little bit more.
All right. Well,
I'm trying to think if there's, the Harrison Ford Jeep one I thought was pretty good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was reading an article today about him about why we're seeing him in all these endorsement campaigns now.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. It was basically saying, you know, it's kind of the new way that old guys like him,
mm-hmm.
and he's in stuff. He's in Shrinking.
Yeah, but he's like 80.
But it's kind of the new way that those guys stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, he can charge $5 million.
Yeah.
And they said that he used to hate doing those. He said he doesn't. He's like, I'm not doing that. I'm Harrison freaking Ford.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. But they've convinced him. They've let him have some, like, he really likes the, like, it's very important to him how he comes across and what the writing is and what the product is, and everything has to be right.
Yeah.
So they've let him kind of have
some control.
I don't know control, but he can sign off.
Sure.
And they basically signed a deal with Jeep, or I think it was Jeep, or it was one of his other ones. Maybe it was, he had a Scotch company he was doing, where they said, if you don't like this, we're scrapping the whole thing.
Hmm.
And so, he was like, okay, I'll do it.
Creative control.
So his team is like, well, Harry, this is a great way for you to, a la Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. just stay in the, you know, you're staying relevant culturally.
Stay in the lexicon.
And you make $5 million to do it. And he's like, all right.
Why not?
Throw in my earring. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I saw someone say that the commercials are the who's who of who wants to stay rich.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Martha was in one, too.
Yeah, Martha was in one. I just like the you know, this Jeep makes me happy even though my name's Ford.
Although, I have a feeling that Harrison Ford is going to stay rich, and Martha Stewart, no matter whether they do an ad or not.
That's correct.
Have to do endorsement campaigns.
That is true.
It used to be beneath actors like him.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore.
No. It's nice. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool to see Harrison Ford being out there.
You know what
I like? The only one that I didn't like that I thought was dumb, and I saw it twice, was the stupid anti-hate commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, who hates hate?
I love hate. Stupid.
I think that it's fun when, like, and Matt Damon is the epitome of this, mm-hmm. but Harrison Ford's got a little bit of it now. When you find out that your very serious actor is fun and funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like Matt Damon.
Yeah, he's got a great personality.
He's just great.
Affleck's like that.
Affleck.
Yeah.
And now Harry Ford's got a little bit of
that. Yeah, they don't take themselves so seriously.
Yeah, they're willing to
be the butt of a joke, be lighthearted. And yeah. I like that.
I'm down on that. Whereas Christopher Walken. Yeah. You know?
Why are you going there?
What?
Christopher Walken.
Did you just do that in an accent?
No.
Is that New York?
What was that?
What?
We're going to need to clip that.
Why are you going there?
Why are you going there?
Did you do that for Christopher Walken?
I do that.
Do what?
What
are you talking about?
What did you say about Christopher Walken?
I said, unlike Christopher Walken, who would never do something like that.
Oh, I thought
But he kind of does. Though.
I know. I thought you were taking a shot at Christopher Walken.
Well, I kind of was, but then...
Yeah, so I heard it right. Why are you taking shots?
Well, Why are you doing that? You don't even know what I said.
You were taking a shot at him.
What are you doing here?
Why are you doing... Hey, Christopher
But then
Walken.
I thought, you know, he will do... Well, he does SNL.
And he did, like, Lay's commercials. He's done Super Bowl commercials.
You're right. I stand down on that. That was an unfair shot.
I didn't like you taking shots at my man.
Well, I was just thinking about the article we talked about here, the interview with him recently, where he's very serious. You know, he's a very serious man.
Yes.
But you're right. He does have the ability to laugh at himself.
Yeah, loosen up
be
a little
funny.
Bit. Yeah.
Who should I have thrown in there?
I just didn't like that was an unfair shot.
We do that.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
It's really good. The clip's really good.
Who should... Before we wrap this up, like, who's like the takes themselves too seriously guy?
Tommy Lee Jones. He's like a notorious red ass. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Method actors.
Ooh, Daniel Day-Lewis. There you go.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, lighten up, dude.
Yeah.
Settle down, cookie.
Well, you know, I would say Anthony Hopkins, but he's even kind of let his hair down and done a couple things.
He's loosened up a little bit.
All right. More hot Super Bowl talk next. Do we need... Oh, I have... here's the tease. Did you see the... you know, because they'll do the celebrity panoramic... the pan around for celebs.
Who's there?
Did you see who was sitting next to each other, like, palling around? It was the oddest couple you've ever seen.
Huh. I mean, I remember... Like,
and they're not a couple, but...
Okay. I saw some people, but
in what world are these two hanging out?
All right, I'm intrigued.
We've got that next on The Fan.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.